B-Pod Studios.
Zola and Bertrand. Sports talk in the middle of the day.
You know what's hilarious about it, Scott? I could act like I know what I'm talking about.
That's what we do every day.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And the Caps get to it, but can't control it. Drilled back in by Miller. Back of the net, Samsonov stops it. Getting there is Smith. Wrap around. He scores! Craig Smith grabbed the puck back of the net. Ilya Samsonov had vacated the cage, and Smith carried out to the far post and wrapped one home. It's a double overtime winner. Bruins victorious 3-2, and they lead the series 2-1.
Yay! Long hockey game last night.
Long intro.
Long hockey game, so it deserves a long
sure
intro.
Sure does.
Thank you. Play the game.
Yeah.
How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad that thing started at 6:30 now?
I absolutely am glad that started at 6:30, because you know why? It was too damn long. I'm just going to say that. Now, people don't like to hear that, but that game was too damn long. We complain about every other sport being too long.
Yeah.
I don't care that it was a playoff game.
I don't like two overtimes.
Game was too long.
Don't like two overtimes either.
Game was too damn long.
Nope. That
pace of play has always been a problem, right?
That game was fine. I had no issues with it.
Too long.
Nope. Fine.
Too long.
If they went into a third OT.
Tie?
You went into a third OT.
I don't want to get worn down.
Then I'll start to agree with you.
How do you think they're going to look now in game four?
Sloppy?
Of this series? Do you think they're going to look good? Think they're going to look rested?
Both teams look sloppy. Not a lot of ice last night.
Not a lot of what?
Not a lot of ice. Like passing. Like,
I'm sorry?
As far as the passing back and forth. Yeah, I didn't. You know, thought it was sluggish. I mean, this is a slugfest.
Oh,
it wasn't like a high-speed, sexy game. I mean,
no.
The anticipation for it and the intensity was there, but it wasn't like perfect hockey game.
A Tara Sullivan's column in the Globe today. The first sentence, for a game that felt like a marathon and a sprint all at once.
Yeah.
It was a sprint that made all the difference, an all-out dash to the puck that cast Craig Smith as a playoff hockey hero. I thought the Bruins played very well in the first overtime. I thought there was a huge sigh of relief for the Bruins when Brad Marchand tied it up. And I thought you could sort of see it in his celebration.
That was the best passing
of the night.
Team
celebration.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, thank God we finally broke through and got a goal here to tie it up. Because I thought for most of the night they felt like they were working their ass off to no result.
Yeah, and I felt that once that overtime started.
They were getting beat in that game.
They were going to get beat in overtime, I thought. You know, as dreadful as they looked offensively in that third period.
They outlasted the Capitals last night. That's what they did. They outlasted them.
They may have won the series with that.
I don't want to go there.
That's a long way to go, but I mean, that's a big swing. That's a big swing to take that second game down there, come up here and get that one.
And I would like to announce today that I would like to begin the contract extension talks with Taylor Hall.
You can't do that yet. We need time.
Despite not having to do anything right now, because that's what I've been saying. Who cares? You don't have to do anything. Just let it play out. Let's see how it goes.
All that time we spent on
watching
that,
how this goes, watching his goal last night. We've said this about other goals of his. There's no one else on the team that can do what he did.
Yeah.
Not even David Pastrnak.
Maybe on Pastrnak's
best
day. No,
I'm not giving it to him.
Really?
Nope.
That was one hell of a goal.
That was... Oh, my.
Well, there's...
How do you...
There's other guys that can do it. There's not a lot of guys that try that. And
with confidence.
I think Jack talked about it last night. Like, going from forehand to backhand, and I think the idea for most players is, okay, I'm there. I'm on the doorstep. Get the shot off quick. Don't spend any time dinking around. Let's not let the window close here. But he did it, and they pulled it off last night in a very, I mean, the window to get that shot up and over and underneath the crossbar.
Yeah.
On that angle. That's gutsy.
I think it's different when you see it live and when you have an appreciation for them. Like when you call games and like we're at Gillette, we pick up on things. We'll see things throughout the course of a game if a guy's dogging it. Oh, holy crap, this guy's having a day.
I just look at that and say he slowed down time
with
that goal.
He did. He did. Judd was on with TNR and they asked him, hey, have you seen enough of a snapshot here from Taylor Hall that you want him back next? He goes, oh, yeah. Yeah. He goes, he's that good. Yeah. It's going to be years of money, but, oh, yeah, I've seen enough. Where are you going to find a guy like that? An open market without paying a ton. He likes it here. Wants to be here. He's producing. This is what we talked about. Let's see what happens in the playoffs, right?
I'm on board with this.
Did he tuck tail? Yeah. No, the guy. The
doesn't matter. Because
he's elevated since he's gotten here.
Now, but you know what I mean.
The guy's elevated since he's gotten here.
I've seen enough.
You've seen enough. Everybody's seen. I'm in. I'll take him, too. I don't know about the 71. I think it's a weird.
You'd like for him to change his number, but yeah. I'm in now.
Oh, he looks like a single digit guy to me.
Oh. Oh, I think they should give him number 4. I think they should unretire that. Give him number 4. What do you think, so?
No.
He was once his agent, so that's good enough. All right, 617-779-0985. Your reaction to the Bruins win last night. Zoe thinks the series may be over.
I had him in 5. It's going to be a long 5.
It's been a long 3.
It's a knockdown dragout, man.
So when we talk about the series and how it's been stretched out, you know, some of the overtime, the last overtime was quick. It was short. Last night was not. But this has been a hard-fought, physical at times series. Last night you go to double OT. These guys are getting worn down a little bit. It's the playoffs. It's okay. That's supposed to happen. Which team do you think is better built to outlast the series and to keep it going?
I don't know.
I think it's the Bruins.
I hope so.
I do. I really do think it is. And I thought last night you saw it felt like the Caps were laboring a little bit in overtime. And when you have that happen, that's when you have communication breakdowns behind the net that lead to Craig Smith burying that goal.
What an odd defensive play. Like just lazy. He just reached with the stick and thought he was going to grab the puck and pull it back to the right. And Smith picked it.
Well, Peter Laviolette talked about it after the game, saying that they miscommunicated on the ice about what was happening with that puck, which led to the goal. So you have breakdowns, and I just feel the Bruins took advantage of that, and they wore down their opponent last night. They're better built to outlast them if that's how this series is going to go. Long game, though. Very long game. Sal's in Westford. Hi,
hey.
Sal.
Yeah, Beadle, you want to talk about a long game, go back to 87-88 in the Old Garden against the Edmonton Oilers. 5 overtimes.
Ruthless.
In the Old Garden.
Unnecessary.
Oh, and I agree with you. Going into OT, I figured the bigger team was going to suffer because they're going to get tired.
Yeah, they did, and they did.
The Bruins had them at that.
5 overtimes.
I don't. Okay, yeah, 5 overtimes.
Unnecessary.
Ridiculous.
You flip a coin at
you
that
can't
point.
Handle,
what are we doing here?
You can't handle 1.5 overtimes.
It just felt like a lot of hours last night. It felt like the game wasn't.
Well,
moving
the fact they've gone to overtime a lot here. I mean, it's kind of. You
know, it was a great game. I had no issue with the length of that game last night.
It was reaching baseball territory last night.
It's 4 hours for a playoff hockey game.
I wanted it to be settled.
It's the tension. I know what he's talking
settle
about.
Settle this.
It's the uneasiness and the tension that drains you more because you're thinking, they
he was
like
done. He's just impatient.
No. I think you were waiting for them to lose.
I was impatient. I wanted it to
on
be
a
over.
Crap goal. That's what I was waiting for. Them to lose on a crap goal and be down 2-1. They're up 2-1. Feeling good today.
I think maybe they should bring the shootout into play in the playoffs, T-Bone. What do you think?
Can we go to break?
I'll let you play a full overtime first, and then
it's
you
too
do,
early to
and then you do the shootout. You could play the full 20-minute overtime. We won't shorten overtime. We won't lessen the number of players on the ice.
What were we at that game? You at least
I think people
the enjoyment
left.
To watch
Did you see the crowd? I think people left the game.
Looked like
I left that overtime.
20%.
I left that overtime when I was with you guys.
I think people left the game. You wise asses. I'm talking about from where the crowd was at the
they
start
were, like,
of the game.
They were covers over the seats
the
at
start,
one point.
The start of the game to where they were at the end, people left that game. It's too long. It's okay.
Yeah, the Zamboni fired up. There, ready to go.
617.
Go get them out of here.
779.
I'll tell you what.
What?
In terms of like the actual, not the number of overtimes, but the actual like time of game. I think there were a lot of stoppages with the penalties and all that
stuff.
So
that's
that,
it.
So
thank you.
That
it was part, dragging.
So that part of it.
Kane didn't have that flow. He's right.
There was an element to that. But in terms of how long it took them to settle that game last night, I didn't want it to be over in 30 seconds of the first overtime, which it almost was. Almost.
I wouldn't have been against that at all.
Yeah, I've seen that movie. I was perfectly content with 1.5 overtimes. Now, if you're telling me every game is going to be overtime, which so far it has been, all right, I'm already used to it. I'm expecting to settle in for 3-4 hours to watch this game tonight. It's okay. You don't do it any other time of the year. All the rest of the year, these games are over in 2:40. Great, done. That was a well-played game last night. The Bruins, especially in the overtime sessions, were so good. Just watching them control the puck and keep it out of their own end, which was not easy for them. Man, they have trouble clearing that puck in the third period. That was frustrating. But once they overcame that, I was settled in. I was half disappointed when it was over.
I have a question. Did you spend more time watching that game last night, or did you spend more time attempting to fix your carburetor on your pressure washer?
The game, but the carburetor took a significant amount of time before the game started.
Did you get it fixed?
No.
No.
Oh, dear.
I disassembled a carburetor yesterday.
Two days ago,
asked me where the carburetor is. I would not be able
you
to tell you.
You learned something, see?
I did.
Every day's different.
Do you have a new plug?
Well, I didn't get the new spark plug.
I haven't gotten a new spark plug yet. But I don't think it's the plug.
How do you know?
Look, I thought I had the right wrench. I don't. It's an 11/16, and I don't have a deep enough socket to get the plug off.
You need to get the plug head on your socket.
I got to stop and get an 11/16 deep socket to get the plug off. Just so you know, that's the first thing I'm doing today after the show is changing the plug, and that is not going to be the issue.
That's the first thing you should
do. I bet you it's the issue.
Now, the first thing you do is make sure there's gas in. And the next thing you do is make sure that your kill switch is...
Well, I didn't even mention those things because those are not, like, mechanical in any fashion.
Right.
Nothing you can replace.
That's what Carl did. He always checks the simplest things first. It ain't got no gas in it.
Well, you took apart a carburetor before you checked the spark plug, so...
I did check the spark plug, and it looks clean. And it is firing a little bit. It should...
Did you take a little sandpaper and, like, widen that gap? And...
Yes, I did. I cleaned it up with sandpaper and all that stuff. The plug is fine. I'll change the plug anyway, but it's not the plug.
Is it the plug? Someone texting, it's the plug, Zoe? What do you got there?
It's the plug.
Yeah, it's the plug.
It's not the plug.
So I can't how much he puts
okay,
a new plug on.
Listen,
it
someone wants to
listen
drop plugs off for
yeah,
it.
Well, I mean, you know,
okay.
How about the socket? Can someone bring the socket by?
That's the problem.
No, buy one on the way home today.
What if we have like a Snap-on truck stop by and you could buy one from them?
Look at me.
That'd be easy. Pull right up in the parking lot here. You get the socket. Snap-on truck. They're great.
Whiny wise ass. You didn't want to watch hockey last night. Let's make a real.
I wanted to watch like 3 hours of hockey, not
I'll even give
half.
You odds. Make me a real bet right now that it's not the plug. How much do you want to bet? And I'll give you odds.
I don't know what odds are.
I'll bet $20.
What odds do you want?
Five to one.
I'll put 20 on it too.
Good.
So
done.
If it's the plug, you owe
five to one.
How are we gonna know he's not lying?
You owe me $100.
Hardy's not a liar.
He would not lie.
Nah, he would not.
No, he's an honest man.
I want 20 on it. I want 20 action on
you
it.
You want 20? So Zoe and I are both in for 20. And if it's the plug, you're paying each of us $100.
If you both want in, the odds drop to 3-1.
Wait a minute.
Well, see, that's the problem. Because he could have flat out.
I'll tell you what.
There's more action. The odds change. More action. You moved the line.
Obviously, he's not confident.
The line moved.
I'm in for $5.
And I'll be in for 15.
How about that?
Okay, good. Perfect. That way,
at 5-1.
How much do I get?
And you're going to be out the full 20 because when you pay me, you know he's not giving you the 5.
Nah, you ain't getting it. I'll Venmo it.
$20 at 5-1.
Yeah.
Done.
I'll Venmo you $5 right now.
Okay, good. Yep. Done. Done. We'll get your calls on the Bruins next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Up to date at work.
Rose.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, you'd know it if
you'd
smelled
it. You'd know it if you smelled it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Smith grabs the puck and scores! Washington took a nap and Craig Smith answers the wake-up call! The Bruins win 3-2 in double overtime and lead the series 2-1.
Too long.
The hell is this?
I don't know where you found this.
This what is Beatles singing.
What did you type in? Too long?
It's too long. And much too long. I feel it coming.
It's okay.
On.
It's all right.
It's getting strong.
That's a bad boy band.
It really pisses off hockey fans when you say that, though. You compare them to baseball. That game's too long.
I think it pisses off people who realize that was a good game last night.
Me.
And they don't. I don't know what you were watching. I don't know that you watched.
I didn't say it was a bad game.
I think you had a busy day, busy night.
Why would I complain about it if I hadn't watched it, Hardy?
I think
that doesn't make any sense.
I think you...
I didn't watch, but I thought it was too long. What the hell are you talking about?
Well, what else were you doing?
This is still on. I got to watch Charlie Moore.
Oh, my God. Did you see his ads with his new spiked hair? Jesus.
617.
I feel like you're watching on catch-up on the DVR, and you're like, oh...
Not at all.
Fast forward again.
Not at all. That's clearly not the case. That's T-Bone you're doing. It's T-Bone. Richie in North Quincy. Richie.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen all day, every day.
Hey, Richie.
Question. What do you guys think about the Capitals starting three different goaltenders? And regarding Samsonov's brain fart last night, who do you think they'll start in net tomorrow night?
So my question is, who is that on? Are they putting that on the goalie, or are they putting that
on their defense? What was that about?
Putting it on the goalie, but at the time, I didn't think it was as an egregious goalie mistake as it was the defender coming back. And T-Bone, who was it?
So who was the defenseman?
Yes.
I have no idea.
No, no, either. But
Peter Laviolette said it looked like one of them went for leave it, and the other one went for an outlet pass.
Yes.
There was just a little bit of a miscommunication.
Yeah, it was a reach.
It was a tough break the way the game ended. I thought Sammy played a hell of a game for us. And I think he played well, too. So I don't know why you would not go back to him if you feel he played a hell of a game, as Peter Laviolette said.
Oh, yeah. Is that out of position either on that?
And to answer the question, yeah, I think they go with Samsonite again. But
Swami,
he
didn't know it was coming.
Yeah,
he did not know that was about to happen. He had no idea.
Hell of a play by Smith.
But that's the thing. Smith reacted to it and had the angle much quicker. Because he was
Because
that is a hustle play right there.
As you're watching, you see Smith playing it like it's going to be on the outlet too. But then he reacts to it better. Look. It's a game of mistakes anyway, and the Bruins were able to capitalize on that mistake.
And when the game's that long, too.
You don't think that it's played a factor? You don't think that was a factor in the game?
No, I think
it
was.
But they
I don't
were playing.
Know. I saw
you
plenty
were just
of
watching.
I saw a couple of boneheaded Bruins mistakes much earlier in regulation. So I don't think the length of the game is that much of a factor.
I think Samsonov was watching guys in the rows.
Why don't you sweep a couple more passes across Tuca's nose? You know, lollygag it back and forth in your own end a couple of times. See if you can get a few more of those picked off. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Very, very nonchalant in their own end a couple of times last night.
You're losing it.
That bugged me more than anything. The length of the game didn't bug me. It bugged me with how... No, it'll be fine.
But
this out of the zone.
I think the length of the game benefited the Bruins, though. I do.
Well, because they won.
Well, no, I think that they looked better in overtime, and the Capitals are a bigger team that may wear down a little faster than the Bruins. The Bruins are a more athletic team.
Yeah, there could be something to that, because third period, the Bruins didn't look good, and you come out for overtime, and maybe just because the Caps are a little bit bigger and they were a little more spent and not as well conditioned and able to handle that length of a game.
Brent in Oxbridge. Hey, Brent.
Yep.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
First time, long time.
What's up?
So, I was thinking, like you guys mentioned earlier, about the length and going to the shootouts. Why not we just cut it in half, do 10 minutes, 5-on-5, and then you go 4-on-4 from there on the second instead of a shootout?
See, that's a good middle ground right there.
T-Bone's horrified right now.
That's a good middle ground, T-Bone, is it not?
No, it's a terrible
idea. It's not a terrible idea.
So you change the game?
This is like baseball.
You know what? That's a better idea. We don't need to go to a shootout. We don't need to get extreme. But I think there needs to be an adjustment to get these games over with. Play all these overtimes. Too many overtimes.
There's other things to do. Yeah.
Fine, tie.
You're going to get a better product in game four if that game is shorter last night.
Yeah, that's what you're worried about.
I said that right off the top. It's not what I'm worried about. I'm worried about me personally, but I'm also worried about the sport. Secondary item.
Probably going to be a sluggish game tomorrow.
Worried for those guys out there.
Right.
Secondary item. Joe in Vermont. Hey, Joe.
Joey.
Hey, what's up? So at the end of that game, when Smith puts that in, you look over, Ovechkin smashes a stick on the end of the bench, and then he starts barking at somebody. So there was a little confusion. Like, I know Felger last night with Holly said he was wondering if that was directed towards Smith, because he thought after the goal, Smith did the Superman thing, and he thought maybe he was pointing that at the Capitals. But
no, I think it was them in the back end. Laviolette said that they had confusion. There was a miscommunication in the back end.
So you think he was barking at the new rookie goalie?
No, I think he was barking at the situation and screaming at the bench and his coach. Like, what the F are we doing?
All right. Thanks, Seth. Okay.
All right.
Enjoy the museum.
That's a giveaway. They gave that game. Yeah, like to them, if you're a Caps fan or you're watching, like, we gave that game away. Stupid ass play in the back end.
Paul's in the car. Paul. Got two Pauls in the car.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
Hey.
Good.
All right. I got something for all three of you guys, and I'll be quick. Beetle, I got to come at you first.
Sure.
You amaze me. You're my type of guy. Everything I agree with you say on the radio, except for last night. That was a riveting hockey game. I wouldn't change the rules. The start time was at 6:30 by design. So
hated
you could
that.
Go ahead and play.
I hated that at the start and loved it at the end.
You'd have been real miserable. I couldn't.
So either way, you're going to be Polly Pissy Pants.
I am. You know what it is? I'm going to be in a bad mood either way on this.
It was a great game, and I got to tell you, that's a rookie mistake. That goalie should have never played that puck. It was one of those where if you can't guarantee you got a clean sweep around the glass, don't come out and play that puck. Ovechkin was definitely pissed at Samsonov. He shouldn't have played that puck. So I'm going to go to you, Hardy, next. Oh, Hardy, yes. your take last night on the game was right in line with mine. The Bruins are very fortunate to come out with a win. They gave their puck away in their end. Three or four times they couldn't clear the puck in the third period. Tuukka saved them. Samsonov made more big saves last night, but Tuukka made money saves. There was one shot from the high slot in overtime that was real low and hard. It was coming down. It was a giveaway right down the middle. It was a rebound.
That the one when Wagner was on the ice and they kind of hit that lane?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes. That could have been lights out, 2-1 Washington going into Sunday.
Yep.
And then I got to get to you with this one, Hardy. Your Masters recap of your time with your friends at the Masters was so detailed and, like, awesome.
I felt I was there.
I felt like I was there, though. He was the little kid in the candy store. I'm so happy for you.
I could still see him. I could still see him getting there.
I'm so happy for you, Hardy.
I could see him getting there on Friday.
Hey, Paul, thanks for calling.
Thanks,
Paul.
Sitting in that parking lot, the Arby's parking lot across the street?
Yes.
Just sitting there with tears running down your face in a rental car.
There's no tears, but there's a little horsey sauce.
It's a long game, though. It's a long day.
It is a long day. Did you guys think
the round was too long? That's my only
Saturday's
complaint.
It wasn't long.
Nine holes and I'm out.
I mean, they had to turn on the headlights to light up the course.
Third
it was
period.
Like Bagger Vance.
I was complaining about the early tee time to start. Turns out I was happy for it. I just wish they only played nine.
Final round.
Imagine if they use carts.
A cutoff.
How can we fix the Masters? They could use carts.
Two rounds, not four.
Don't walk. Use carts.
Let's start with that. Two rounds, not four. You don't need 4 days of golf. Let's start with that. Did you think they were going to lose in the third period?
Yes.
I did too.
Yeah.
And the fact that they won this game is great, but from a Bruins perspective, I don't think you walk away saying it was a great game.
No, because of that
third period. What an amazing Absolutely game. Not. Oh, God. I mean, that was grind to watch that game.
It was a good freaking playoff hockey game. Like,
yes.
But I didn't not feel...
You're edge of your seat.
I didn't feel by the end... I felt the Bruins by the end of the game really deserved this win because of how they played in overtime.
Yeah.
But even to win the game, they had to capitalize on a bad mistake. And so I wouldn't say this was a great Bruins victory. This was not the Bruins playing their best, but Rask is someone that I look at and say, this guy is playing very well right now. I know we've had a couple of nitpicks here going back to game one, but Rask last night, Rask was the difference. I think in a long game like that, he also had some good luck where pucks were off the posts and not in the net.
Off his back.
He had some good luck.
And off a post, but on that one play that Paul mentioned, like, that's a stop you're not expecting to have to make, and he had to make a couple of those last night. It's one thing to come up and make a save when you can see the puck coming. That puck is, there's not supposed to be a shot coming in the next second and a half. That puck is supposed to be leaving your zone. You're supposed to be getting, 10 seconds to collect yourself, and he didn't get it, and he made those saves too. So he deserves a lot of credit for the way he played.
617-779-0985. We'll continue talking about the Bruins with you. Also want to get to the Celtics. Maz's Apple Watch had a little something for him this week about the Celtics. Also some news on TD Garden and its capacity. All that's on the way.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All near point.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds. I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
All near point. Leads it around to the far side. Wilson couldn't get the puck off the cage. Or tried to pull it off the wall, and it bounces near circle. Fed out in front. Hall with a shot. He scores!
Six one seven 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 nine zero ninety eight five
is the phone number. Let's go to your calls. More on last night's game. Goalie Mike in Fort Lauderdale, go ahead.
I got a really good idea for you, Beetle. Let's cut out the half-hour commercials in football and slow the game down a mile and a half.
Agreed.
Sounds good to me.
The game goes to overtime. Let's go to field goal contests. So that'll really speed things up. If you don't like hockey, you don't watch it. You don't change the game a bit. Overtime is overtime.
Yeah, Beetle.
Yeah, except your sport already did change overtime in the regular season pretty significantly, so that's not true. Your sport already did change their overtime, and football has changed their overtime, too.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
Not in the postseason.
Why should the postseason be different? It should be identical to the regular season. I'm not sitting here bitching about the overtime. I'm just like, rules should be rules. Like, if you're that way during the regular season, it should be that in the postseason.
There's an element to that, but I think for you want to do 3-on-3? You want to go immediately to 3-on-3?
I think that'd be nice.
No.
For the playoffs, you do.
Yeah.
Well, for the Bruins, it would be nice.
It would.
But I think it's
exciting.
I think it's interesting that they're doing it for the regular season and for the 82 games that you're watching during the regular season. Fine, good. There's an element of let's get this over with. But in the playoffs, Things are different. The games are played differently. They're officiated differently. It's not like that would be. It's not like having them go 5-on-5, sudden death until someone wins it is the only difference. Rules wise, it might be one of just a couple of differences, but the games are just different anyway. So that's why I don't have a problem with them reverting back to 5-on-5 overtimes in the postseason, because that is. Let's just extend what we've already been doing and see who the better team is. 3-on-3 is a different animal, and it's fun for the regular season, but I don't want that in the postseason.
Paul's in the car. Hey, Paul.
Hey, boys. How you doing?
What's up? Hi, Paul.
Hey, speaking of plugs, I wanted to get Zoe's expert hockey opinion on how the Richie signing ended up for the Bees. So, how you feeling about Richie?
I feel Richie's good. Sell high, though.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Feel it's damn good.
You don't remember going into the bubble when y'all chastised me for thinking about waiting to see how Richie would turn out before you jumped down everyone's throat on how bad everyone was going to be?
I remember the call specifically.
He's had the same impact as Taylor Hall.
I think you're getting the wrong guy here.
Hey, I didn't equate Taylor Hall to him by no means. But he's seventh player award. He's first unit power play. Tough.
Yep.
He's the man. Well, he's not the man. Okay, not the man.
He's good
so
addition.
So you're good with it then?
Yes.
And so then how would you use
I
just kind of
understand. I think you're attacking the wrong host here, I think.
No, it's all you, though. I mean, why did you have such an issue with Nick Richie
when the hell did I ever flip out on Nick Richie? Or sign
or flip out on him for his Nick Richie take.
You don't remember that guy?
I was sort of like,
what are the odds that Zoe was even here on that day when they were in the bubble? It was last summer? You weren't even here.
Wasn't even here, but I remember when we had him at Warrior, and I'm like, well, this guy's kind of a boring guy to have on. When he first got here, they brought him over to us.
I don't know why you get such an issue with the guy.
Boy, now I'm like,
now he's a seventh player, so
I'm getting blood for no
blah. I mean, like Nick Richie now,
you
bro.
Freaking hockey
people. I tried to trade him all year long.
Thank you.
So let me explain it. I'll mansplain it for you.
Thank you.
Did you watch when I watched the game, the last game? What I watched was Kasha and Richie.
It's the Kasha Richie guy.
Wait a second. T-Bone had that?
T-Bone, that's how good we are here.
Why'd you have that?
Because it was ridiculous at the time. Still ridiculous.
When was that?
Do we have a date on that? Good job, T-Bone. I did not
remember. That's unbelievable.
We were at Warrior.
It's in there on August 31st, but is that too late?
No, based on how the season went last year when it picked up in the middle of the summer, right?
We wouldn't have been a Warrior.
No, we weren't a Warrior.
That was after a game. It's the Kasha Richie guy. What he saw last night was Kasha and Richie. Good plan. Good recollection, T-Bone. We do have to get to the Celtics. I'd like to do that coming up next.
Okay.
The latest on the Celtics front office. We'll continue with your Bruins calls all day as well.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
You want to talk sports in Boston, you talk to these guys.
That will now be a recycled take.
Right. But it's a retake. It's a reheated take. Microwave take.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Not good.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
What I understand, the Celtics have been calling around a little bit.
Like this one, too, you just drop in. From my understanding is, oh, yeah, the Celtics are making phone calls. Like, what is this? Come on.
Now, again, I don't know what it means. Maybe it's a standard operating procedure, but they've made some phone calls. And
regarding what? Like they call the pizza man? Who are they calling? What are they calling? What are you talking about?
Front office availability. I don't mean the renting space. I mean, who might be available and who's front office?
You are hearing that the Celtics are calling around about about front office availability.
Yes, correct. And again, they're not looking to rent off front office space.
Got it.
The free agent class among executives, if you will. And so again, in what capacity? I don't know. I don't have that answer. I'm just telling you from what I understand, they've called around a little.
Oh, well then, the Celtics are apparently, according to Maz's sources and his Apple Watch, they're making phone calls about replacing Danny Ainge. That's my question. That's not what Maz
Jason
said.
Tatum. With Jason Tatum.
What?
Let Jason Tatum be the GM.
Yeah.
Like you said.
What are they looking to do? Are they looking to... Now, this would mean they want to make a change soon. You don't make the calls in May because you don't want a new executive for this coming offseason. Am I wrong to say that?
No, I don't. I don't think anything's... I mean, I'd be surprised. I'd be surprised. If
I say May. The calendar's a little whacked out here in the NBA. Things are pushed back and truncated in the offseason, but that tells me they're looking for somebody new.
Unless, behind the scenes, Danny told him, you know, I've had enough. You know, it's been a long run. Maybe it's helped. You know, Danny's had some health things. Maybe he's like, I don't have the fire anymore. I don't know. I'm not
saying. Maybe he's going to be general manager, president of basketball operations emeritus or something.
I want to step back a little. I need some help. You know what I mean? I think this has to be Danny's doing, not somebody doing it over top of Danny to replace Danny. I think Danny's here until Danny wants to leave.
Do you know what I like about it? The fact that they're calling around with the free agent class, I guess you could say, of executives, is that they're not just looking to promote someone from within. They're not looking to just replace Danny Ainge with his kid. They're not doing one of those deals.
Right.
They're actually looking for someone with experience as a basketball executive in the NBA. Not that there are not people that have experience below Danny Ainge, but you would just get more of the same result. They know that. Celtics know that. All right, Danny Ainge was asked about it this morning when he appeared right here on Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Tony Maserati, not only is he a tremendous on-air talent, that he has connections in the NBA. And they say that you, Danny Ainge, are looking to take a step back. You've had it. You've been at it for 18 years, longer than any other person in your position in the NBA, and maybe you're looking to take a step back and take some things off your plate. Are you thinking that way?
I have thought that way before, but like that's not going on right now.
So there aren't phone calls being made? Because I think that's what Tony was saying, was that he had heard that the phone was ringing.
No, there are not.
Okay. What if the phone is ringing and they didn't involve you in the conversation?
And I would say, yikes.
No, that's not happening right now. Do most people know when their boss is trying to replace them? just a thought.
Well, what's the sense do you get right now?
I don't think so. Right. I don't think most people find... I don't think their boss clues them in on, hey, I'm trying to replace you.
You just proved your own point.
Hey, you got this. We got a great package for you.
Maybe no
you
idea.
Yeah.
So we don't have to fire you. You know? It's a nice little send-off. The golden ticket. Golden parachute. The golden ticket's the office.
What's your experience, though? Does the boss typically say, hey, I'm trying to replace
mine?
Or does Drew Bledsoe call you and say, hey, Zoe, you getting cut today?
Yeah, mine
and
usually.
You say, what?
Mine usually had to end up feeling like Tommy from Goodfellas when they walk in a room and he goes, oh, no. And then you take two in the back of the head. That's usually the way mine have gone.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody tweets it out before you're even
done with
your meeting.
It's like those bastards down in Providence. She whacked us and took my freaking coffee pot and everything I had there. I took pens. I took legal pads. Just grabbed everything on the way out.
You got them.
Showed them.
Tens of dollars worth of stuff.
I'm stealing these paper plates.
Like I was leaving. I went back in to get my coffee pot. Mr. Coffee Pot, a black one. I got it at Walmart for like $20.
Where is it now?
I don't know.
What'd you do with it after you left there? Probably threw it in the garbage.
I think I trashed it in one of the dumpster things.
But you got them. You proved that you were not keeping the $20 coffee pot. That's what you showed them.
Right.
So I think it's interesting. And the fact is, Danny Ainge even admitted, well, I have thought that way in the past.
That was interesting.
He's already considered possibly stepping back.
I think maybe he reflects back on the health part problem of it, where it's a little too much on him and it was, you know, straining him, that maybe he had to think that way But maybe he's healthy now and feels great. And like, no, it's not going through my head right now. But I thought it was interesting he acknowledged that, though.
He's had health problems in the past, though. Maybe he's thinking of it then. Oh, did you say that?
You know what? I'm not even going to bring it up because that was such an amazing poll on the hockey call earlier today about Nick Ritchie. I'd say we just make the.
I was talking to Tyler.
Yeah, we make that a wash. We make it a wash. That's all.
And I watched the game.
It was so freaking specific.
Don't counterattack. Just take the wash. Now you're even on the day,
T-Bone. That's like verbatim.
Nah, leave it alone.
Oh, that's going to be fun at the end of the day to play
that
back.
That was a stunner.
I just drop the mic, drop the headset.
I can confirm he was talking to me.
Yeah, no. We
look at his shirt today. He looks like
he was.
Tyler looked like he went to a paint store with a black T-shirt on.
Yeah,
it's called swag.
And said something bad about the PETA people, and outside they just threw paint on him.
Jealous.
Dude, that shirt is fire.
T-Bone,
did they include that in the Gateway computer box?
The Moo box.
No response.
T-Bone informed me this morning, Hardy, that he will not be applying for Married at First Sight.
Yeah.
Oh. The dream is dead.
Yeah. You know what? When there was no chatter about it last night, I kind of felt the dream had died, and I understand his position.
I sensed it yesterday during the show.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah. I talked to you about it. I talked to you about it in the hallway. Yeah. It's a weird day today. And then I come in and Tyler's always watching videos, like at baseball games. He's watching like Barstool Smokes today this morning. It's crazy. This kid's having a strange day in there.
I did get this email from Jay in Rhode Island saying, is it just me or is Tom more talkative and involved since the Married at First Sight application stuff yesterday?
I thought he clammed
up. Just an observation. Wonder if suggested to be more of a part.
Well, we engaged him more with questions, and he had to answer them.
But most importantly, did he get his application in? I've received multiple questions about that.
That's negative.
Did you apply? People on Twitter were asking.
The dream is dead.
Is the application in? And despite what would have been an advantageous position for you, given our connections to the program, you've declined.
He didn't want to help the show.
You could have found true love, T-Bone. You could have found it overnight.
Hell with that. He could have helped the show.
And that, too. We all really needed you.
I needed something.
I needed you guys today, so.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know what he means.
What's up with TD Garden? Last night.
I'm confused.
We do not yet have a full garden, obviously. It's going to kick in next week.
29th. And when that announcement came from the governor, I think we all assumed as sports fans, as
fans were heading to the exit after the first overtime last night because the game was too long. And now we find out that so there may not be full crowds at the garden.
Maybe for just one sport, not the other.
We'll tell you about that right after these headlines and we'll get to more of your calls. Thanks for hanging on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.